Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Kedoshim, Sanctified, Consecrated, Sacred. Week 30, First Aliyah. Speak to the entire assembly of Israel and say to them, Be holy because I, the Lord, your God, am holy. Leviticus 19, verse 2. What does being holy sacred implies? The commandment of being sacred is followed by a series of laws that not only cover one area of mankind's life, but many different ones. It talks about the relationship with one's parents, observance of Shabbat, prohibition of committing idolatry, the right way of sacrificing, leaving part of the field products for the poor to gather, not to steal, not to lie, not to commit perjury, not to oppress or rob others, not to keep the salary from the field worker, not to mistreat the disabled, to fear the eternal, etc. All these laws make the people of Israel sacred, set apart from the other nations with a different conduct, and consecrated to the eternal through elevating to a level of divine service in every activity of life. This teaches us that the whole life, even the practicalities of every day, is not outside of our relationship with the Eternal. Everything we do has to be for Him. To be sacred is to live in integrity for the Eternal. A life of sanctity has no room for spiritual schizophrenia. That is, being one person in moments of praise, worship, or service before the Eternal, and another one in one's daily life. The sanctity of the sons and daughters of the Eternal includes everything they do and don't do. Sanctity involves us for a period of 24/7. That's why sanctity has to do with lifestyle. Wholly dedicated to the Eternal as fragrant aroma, which expresses our deep love for Him. To be sacred is not to walk on clouds. To be sacred is not to live in a monastery segregated from society. To be sacred is not to be drunk with spiritual experiences. To be sacred is to reflect the character of the Eternal and to fulfill the obligations of daily and festive life with the right attitude. To be sacred is to be a reflection of our Heavenly Father on earth. To be sacred is to be like Yeshua. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as He who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, since it is written, You shall be holy, for I am holy. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 14 through 16. Shavua Tov.